Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace, greetings, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. We're going to finish up this thought today we've been working on for several days. It was birthed from our discussion in the 4th chapter of Acts, where the church sells all their goods and makes all things common. We talk about how that leads to the Ananias and Sapphira disaster, and it leads Paul to having to take up offerings for poverty-stricken churches because everyone's given their property away in the book of Acts. Well, we dealt with Paul's idea of producing, being a seed sower. We talked about God putting Israel in the promised land and how that was more than entitlement, it was entrepreneurial. You can get more of all of this. I actually preached a sermon on this a couple of years ago. It's on our website, or it's available online. From June of 2014, called Great Grace, the Entrepreneurial Spirit Over Entitlement. That's a long title, I know, but I think it'd be worth your listening to. Let me read a little bit more from 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, and I'll start in verse 9 and read down through 15. Not because we do not have authority, but to make ourselves an example of how you should follow us. For even when we were with you, we commanded you this way: if anyone will not work, neither shall he eat. For we hear that there are some who walk among you in a disorderly manner, not working at all, but are busybodies. Now those who are such we command and exhort through our Lord Jesus Christ that they work in quietness and eat their own bread. But as for you, brethren, do not grow weary in doing good. And if anyone does not obey our word in this epistle, note that person, and do not keep company with him, that he may be ashamed. Yet do not count him as an enemy, but admonish him as a brother. So I think what happens in Acts 4 is that sort of socialist mindset begins to infiltrate the way people think, the way people are responding, and that creates an entitlement atmosphere that becomes a problem. And Paul is addressing that by telling us that the kingdom is really full of producers. And while you might look at this way through grace, God, while God still provides rainfall, you and I plant seed, and the grace is the rainfall, but we are seed planters. That's our part. We're heirs. I like the way my friend John Sheesby says it. Fortunes, if you'll study history and even biblical history, fortunes are usually lost in the third generation. One person builds it, another person improves upon it, and by the third generation, they waste it. Well, that's been the case in a lot of families, and it's been the case in the Bible. You don't see a lot of third-generation names. To get to Jacob is rare. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, it's rare. You know, we've got David and Solomon, and then it kind of trails off. We've got Elijah and Elisha, and it trails off. And there's a plethora of examples throughout history of that as well. Well, one of the reasons that probably is because by the third generation, there's a sense of entitlement that it belongs to us, that we don't have to do anything to keep it. And I don't want to take grace people back under works to believe they've got to earn favor, but I do want you to know that the entrepreneurial spirit that's been placed in you by the Holy Ghost is not to just set on, it's to do something with. And one of my favorite verses in the Bible, 1 Thessalonians 4:11, aspire to lead a quiet life, mind your own business, work with your own hands. I'm trying to do that in my own life. I do aspire to live a quiet life. I try to stay out of the fray. I mind my own business in that I'm not always minding other people's. And I'm trying to work with my own hands, you know, be a small business owner, be actively involved in other streams of income. I'm not as successful at it as I would like to be, but I'm believing for favor in what I touch. And I'm not just preaching this, I'm practicing this. And so I believe that it's part and parcel of the Holy Spirit that all of us have, not some of us, all of us have, to be able to do and to be what we're called and destined to be. We'll conclude the 4th chapter of Acts and introduce chapter 5 tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.